Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's very warm and emotional moment to be here with you and your folks out there having sex or drinking or smoking or whatever. So welcome networking class, welcome white collar supremacists. My name is Johannes, I'm part of Monochrome, and please correct tagging. So if you tag about that, Monochrome and SIGINT and nothing else, okay? So correct tagging and ordentliche Tagging-Politik, bitte. The CCC is a wonderful thing, and actually it's great that the CCC is decentralizing itself, so going away from the bloated head of Berlin, coming here to wonderful Cologne, all of it in the former Nazi Germany. That's really great. And I have to add, I like you Germans because you have such an enormous amount of guilt, and we share it with you because we're Austrians. Austria looks like that. In fact, even the main shipping routes actually for Americans are wrong here. Actually, the route would be going from Eastern Tyrol to Graz, and there's not a lot going on there. So whatever. But what we are doing, because we are Monochrome and we are nerds, we try to transform this little thing called Austria, this little racist thing called Austria, into something admirable like Schnitzel Pac-Mans and stuff like that. That's one of our main press pictures. Some of you don't even know HTML anymore, I guess, so that's why it's not funny for you. But first of all, today I will be talking about a really, really interesting subject. But first of all, who is Monochrome? What are we doing? We started as a fanzine in the early 1990s, you know, like printed matter on dead, like trees and stuff. It was kind of interesting. We're still publishing it as a yearbook from time to time. We do t-shirts, like I was a copyright infringement in a previous life. And that's right, the new shirt for you politically engaged German people will be Man spricht anti-Deutsch. That's the next one. But we are doing stuff like musicals about banking software. We collect typos like border feces or what a duck or a censor shop or the merciful goofness of the Lord. The time slot, that's, I guess I'm a time slot right now. The Python for you, like the untied states, really clever, like now with Obama, of course, it's untied states, and whatever. So, and what we additionally like to collect, because we're big collectors, we like to collect office art, because the real place where art happens nowadays is in offices, because people are bored and they scribble down art. They do drawings like that while talking to their boss on the phone. And we collect stuff like that, applied office art, and that's actually my favorite one. That's more like constructivist, I guess, yeah? We build giant joints, like at the moment in Graz, Austria, and actually the guy who funded this giant memorial to non-functioning subcultural symbolisms, I would call it, the guy who funded this piece of shit with 5,000 euros, he actually gets death threats by neo-Nazis in Germany, from Germany and Austria right now. So I like that. The people who give us money get death threats. That's kind of cool. And it really smokes. There's a smoke generator in it and it blows off steam all the time. But we're not doing stuff like that. That might not be interesting for nerds in the audience, but probably this one, it's called Any fans here? You know how it's called? No? No? It's the Great Firewall of China, okay? We set it up on the Google campus, and actually we tried to be tasered, but they didn't taser us. They were actually walking behind us for 2 hours with a taser gun, but they didn't taser us. Why? Because it was the day of the big Google shareholder meeting, and that's why they didn't want to taser us, because of the bad press and stuff like that. And actually we didn't even know that. It was kind of boring not being tasered. So what can we do? We do computer games about former, like still existing Soviet republics, like Soviet Unterzögersdorf. We create concepts like massive multiplayer thumb wrestling, like this one, with different like token network and P2P and, you know, all kinds of different nodal networks. we do the Robixotica. It's the first and therefore leading festival concerned with cocktail robotics. So if you want to create robots that mix cocktails, serve cigarettes or smoke cigarettes, or other achievements in the sector of cocktail culture, please come to Vienna and present your machine in Vienna. And we bury people alive for 15 minutes if they please. So we never ever buried a single goth. And that's kind of sad because they all chicken out. It's a dying subculture. Fuck them. We do Ars Electronica. Ars Electronica is the festival for sex and technology because there is an inherent connection between pornography and technological innovation, for example. Therefore, we present stuff like this, Foxilla. It has a giant, you know, the male gaze, a giant dildo, and a licking chainsaw. So it's very interesting. Actually, I saw it in action, quite a view. And does it remind you of something? Number five, Johnny Five. Yes, actually, it was built by the same guy who built Johnny Five. In the meantime, he built sex machines. So I kind of like that. So if you want to build sex machines or gasmotrons, stuff like that, please send us a proposal and we try to fund it. And we are presenting Ars Electronica every fall in San Francisco, of all places. Yeah. Okay. So we are doing overhead cum shots because we want to prove that there is, you know, like overhead projectors are dying. They're a dead form of medium. And the only way to save it is to prove its pornographic possibilities, I guess. We do Nazi petting zoos in Austria because finally, after like 60 years of saying, oh, you know, like Austria, we were the first victims of Nazi Germany. Now we finally can embrace the Nazi on a big shopping street in Vienna. And he's actually kind of nice. He even can dance jump style and stuff. So you can check it out on YouTube, Streichel Nazi. It's quite interesting. So that's just the intro. We're doing lots of crap like that. You can check it out on the internet or on Twitter or whatever. But today I want to talk about the innermost unifier. And what's the innermost unifier? I can tell you. The innermost unifier is not the Google campus, but I will start with it. The innermost unifier is, in a certain way, a metaphor for us about the new way how work considered. Now, it's a new way to define work, I would say. The Google campus in Mountain View in California, in the Silicon Valley. Anyone already been there? Anyone gotten like employees maybe? No? Oh no, okay, whatever. So the Google campus, what does it remind you of? The Google campus, it's pretty fancy, nice looks. It's pretty much Logan's Run. That's what it is, yeah? You're young, you're 18, 19 years old, you get a job, you go to Google, you get really, really great benefits. You have a pool billiard table, you get free naked juice, you get, I don't know, whatever, you can get steak for free, whatever. There are all so many great benefits. But if you're 25, they burn you, okay? That's pretty much it. And they have a really interesting way to enforce your loyalty, I would call it. And that's pretty much what I'm gonna be talking about today. So, first of all, a small film. Maybe turn off the light.
Near. Bar!
Near.
Hello, Kiki.
Hey, boo-boo. How are you today?
I'm so sad. My daddy is acting so strange lately. He's always working. He has no time. Do you know what happened?
I don't know, but I know how we can find out. Let's Google together. Well, boo-boo? The Google says new economy and neoliberalism emerged, and that's what's troubling your daddy.
What is that?
New economy and neoliberalism denote a new relationship between the employer and the employee. Before the new economy, labor was conceived as it was ever since classic capitalism of the 18th century.
You mean, a capitalism of production and goods? One that creates wealth exclusively through the production and sale of hard objects?
Yes. The typical worker can be found in a proto-capitalist factory, and his work is defined by the plant. He sells his manpower and is therefore the direct opposite of the factory owner, who is the buyer of the worker's labor.
Didn't Mr. Karl Marx call this contrast the antagonism, the opposing entities of worker and capitalist?
Yes, boo-boo. The trick of the new economy now is to make the workers believe that they're owners too. Of course, this is not true because they're still without executive power. However, there is a shift of control away from the bosses, whose job it was to monitor and motivate the workers. Control is shifted to the workers themselves, who are tricked into thinking that their interests are the same as their capitalist masters.
Isn't this change called a shift from a disciplinary society towards a society of control? But what does that mean, Kiki?
Good question, Google. Let's ask Google again. Disciplinary societies manage to keep its subordinates where they are by implementing control and punishment.
Like my mommy and daddy when they tell me what to do?
Yes, or like your future corporate overlords. But control and punishment can't stifle an individual's inner resistance, and there are always ways of avoiding, if not hacking, these mechanisms of control.
Like what?
Like long trips to the toilet, theft of work materials, sick leaves, pretending to look busy, playing dumb.
So what changed with new economy and neoliberalism?
As soon as control is collectively internalized and has become a part of the psychological apparatus, it is absolute. Many employees nowadays believe that they are their own bosses, but there is still a clear hierarchy, even if it's flatter, and profit still flows in the same direction. You are your own enemy. And you are alone.
More info, more info.
Whereas workers in the classic company model used to have a common interest, in the new economy, they're isolated to be sole entities. There was a strict we and them. Now, it's everybody against everybody. This de-solidarity turns into a model for society as a whole.
Ah! Internet access. Online porn.
Not again. The online porn monster.
Online porn, online porn, online porn, online,
run away!
Online porn, yeah, online porn, online porn, online porn.
Keep the stupid thing, it's only 112 anyway. Yeah, okay, but now, you understand why your daddy works so much lately, Boo-Boo?
Yes, Kiki, but what can we do?
Let's be nostalgic if we may. Let us see ourselves as workers, if only to remember who really controls the means of production.
That is true, Kiki. I will go and tell my dad he should feel as a worker. Bye-bye.
Online porn! Online porn! Online porn! Online porn! Online! Online porn! Porn! Online!
Well, well, well. My sock! Okay, so, in fact, I could torture you. I could go down and ask people to make a summary of what Kiki and Boo-Boo just told us, but I'll try it myself. So, Kiki and Boo-Boo, aesthetic choice and measuring image. What Kiki and Boo-Boo are talking about is the primary shift between a disciplinary society and a society of control, and that's why, I guess, I'm speaking today, because it's the day about control, okay? That means that nowadays, there are people like that, and they have control. And back like 100 years ago, in the early days of capitalism, or 150 years ago, there was pretty much the same structure. But nowadays, people believe, especially if they're working in like new forms of flat hierarchy businesses and blah, 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 they still have this, they have this idea of that they are empowered, that they have something to say, that there is something that they can change and whatever and blah, blah, blah. Okay, let's go back. The factory work, the first pretty much basic kind of work that was defined by the capitalist society, the early capitalist society. The factory work, in its classical sense, continues still to exist, but it has a new emphasis, or even overemphasis, on certain postmodern forms of work. And it is in... a strategy for blurring things. Why are they trying to blur it? Because, of course, they want to break our inner resistance. But what's our inner resistance? Anyways, okay, I can try to tell you. So in the in the early forms of capitalism, there was a clear antagonism between we and them. And nowadays, as Kiki and Boo-Boo told you, there is this new setup. It's we, the corporation, as a big family, against them. And of course, they all use this great metaphors of the boat on the ocean of capitalism, and we have to work together to survive, so like the big, big evil waves cannot crush us and stuff. It's in a certain way, there's an interesting thing, because many, many people, especially in the hacker scene, like to talk about 1984 as an interesting metaphor for about control society. It's interesting that most of those people who refer to 1984 as this anti-liberal nightmare, blah, 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 that they're not only talking about the freedom versus totalitarian systems, freedom against fascism, freedom versus communism or whatever. They're actually also talking about capitalism in 1984, because 85% of the population in 1984 actually are proletarians, they are proles, and they don't have any choice. They can't vote, they can't do anything, and they are pretty much just like material. So the actual struggle, like Winston Smith's struggle in 1984, is like a high bourgeois kind of struggle between the inner party, pretty much the bourgeoisie, and the outer party and the inner party. And the inner party are pretty much like the big apparatchiks. So many, many people completely forget that 1984 is also a book about capitalism itself and how it works and how it alienates people, actually 85% of the population. And Winston Smith is actually not really thinking about them. It's just a really interesting statement. So nowadays, what do we have? We have the modern corporation. So the modern corporation, of course, works in a completely different way than early capitalist structures to form factories and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. It's actually a post-antagonistic conception of work. So the employees nowadays have become sub-corporations in a way of their own, or at least in their self-definition, less so with regard to ownership of the means of production, because the hierarchy can be as flat as it likes. There is still the boss, and there is still a clear distinction between who owns the means of production and who doesn't own the means of production, although those employees might feel quite nice about the whole thing. So actually, it's a tribalistic form of existence in a certain way. Tribals, like corporations, are trying to dominate the market and the world. And if you're part of the tribe, you actually have to behave. And why do you behave? Because you're motivated. And you're motivated because there's this big family feeling. And today, I'm talking about music in a corporate context, and that's really, really interesting, an interesting way to tell the story from the 19th century until today, and what might happen in the future. So the neoliberal corporation has created numerous metaphors, as I mentioned before, all of them designed to make tangible the existence of a hostile environment and the necessity of survival in this hostile environment. Like the boat. The boat is a really good metaphor because it's not a ship. Because in a ship, you know, there are clear structures. There is a captain, there is someone working and digging coals and stuff like that. In a boat, we're all sitting on the same level and the waves are washing around us. So it's a kind of like we have to work together approach. So the turn back to the old civilizational idea of the collective and a corporation in a certain way, at least as it's defined by the people running the corporation. So they like metaphors like sitting in a boat, we are a family, we are a collective, we have to work together, we have to cooperate. Of course, most of the time, it doesn't work. I mean, you have the feeling that you're part of a family, but you're actually, of course, not. Music provides an interesting and actually perfect example how that works. The corporate anthem was first developed in the context of employee motivation in the early 20th century. So companies, even small companies, but then bigger companies, of course, created small, short theme songs and stuff you could actually whistle while you were working. That's, of course, a completely different way to sing than, for example, the classic workers' song. There are so many workers' songs in the European cultural heritage, and of course in the United States of America too, and in other countries. But that's a completely different thing. The workers' songs, they were part of this antagonistic concept of culture. We are the workers, and they are the bourgeois masters, and we have our culture, and we are actually proud of our culture. And our culture, the workers' songs and stuff like that, there is a clear distinction between our culture and the culture of this like high upper class, let's go to the opera bullshit that the bourgeois was doing. So they were really proud of their workers' songs, and I'm pretty sure some of you still know a couple of workers' songs, but let's skip that aside. Because when the corporate anthem or the company anthem is being created, that's of course one interesting shift in this whole thing. It's like singing in the workplace might motivate the people working there, and it actually brings this interesting twist of, hey, we share a common theme, a common song, we share common values, blah, 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 blah. In small companies with like 5 or 10 people, that's completely useless, and there are not many examples of like small companies doing stuff like that. But big corporations like IBM, they pretty soon adopted this interesting idea of motivating people and using music as a way to get a little bit of pep into the company. So first of all, it was mainly employee motivation, or a strategic approach to employee motivation. And a good example is the IBM song from 1947. And I'd like to play it for you. And if you want to sing along, I will possible. No, like in 1947, probably not. That's like a wrong gender thing going on here. But that looks like, 1947, some guy sitting somewhere in Boston in an IBM office, and there's his blurry corporate overlord. And now let's start to play the first song. And if you want to sing with me, I have like the karaoke version on. By the way, page 5 in the songbook, they had a whole IBM songbook with 56 songs about IBM, and of course for IBM. So please turn to page 5 in the songbook. Corporation that we represent, we're here to cheer each pioneer, and also proudly boast the name of T.J. Watson means a courage none can stem, and we feel honored to be here to toast the IBM. Wherever onward, that's the spirit that has brought us fame. But bigger we will be, we can fail for all to see that to serve humanity has been our aim. We are alone unknown in every zone, our reputation sparkles like a gem. La 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 la. Stop. It's unbearable. Okay, I'd like to remind you of a really interesting thing in the context of this really nice jewel of corporate history. First of all, this anthem lives from its overemphasis of the patriarchal allegiance structure of the IBM Corporation. So they're actually singing about the man and his son. So this like dual pair of the big Watson and the junior Watson. So they're singing about both of them. Yeah. So it's like fully in the spirit of the 1950s or early 1950s, late 1940s. So there's this big man, and he created the corporation, and we have to thank him. He gives us a job, and blah 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 blah. It's like there's a clear hierarchy between we are working and he's providing work for us. Okay. So What's our friend and guiding hand doing, T.J. Watson? Nobody really knows, but we have to work for him. And the solidarity of the corporate team is emphasized most of all in the march-like chorus with its repeated self-imploration, ever onward, which is later expressed more vividly in, we've fought our way through and new fields we are sure to conquer too. Conquer, not bad. Erobern, that sounds good in German, okay? The musical setting of these words is a cross between a soft and military march and a Hollywood musical, okay? So of special interest in this semi-military or secular military context, I would say, is the line, to serve humanity has been our aim, okay? In 1947 or 1948, what happened just a couple of years before that? IBM, you know? What happened? IBM actually, you know, where did it go? Yes! They supported the Holocaust! Why? Because they pretty much bought the company, Hollerit. They were creating the first punching cards. And they were pretty much like giving the technology to Nazi Germany. Of course, Nazi Germany paid for it, so they used punching cards. And without punching cards, the Nazi Germans and Austrians would never have been possible to run the concentration camps. It was a major infrastructural thing to run concentration camps because of punching cards. So if they sing, we can fail, for all can see that to serve humanity has been our aim, is a little bit funny. Okay, so let's go on because our next example is from the 1980s, and you'll see a big difference between this patriarchal, like, the man, yes, the man. The next one is by a corporation in the Netherlands, a Dutch corporation. Which corporation could it be? Not Shell? Shell, huh? No. Philips! It is Philips, and in fact, it's not only a corporate anthem, it's a corporate anthem. How do you say if you take a song and it's a cover version, a corporate anthem cover version, okay? So you'll see, and I hope I can, I think you can try at least to feel it. Let's find out. Jesus. Philips was my first love, and it will be my last. Philips is my future, and it will ever last. At least I hope so. But without my Philips, be impossible to do. Making all things better, my Philips pulls me through. Getting boring, but it's such a long song, and the highlight, I have to wait for the highlight.
Hello,
try it. Da, da, da.
Da, 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 da.
Yes. Da, da, da,
da, da, da, da, da, da,
da, da, da. That's really important. Da, da, da. No. Thank you, Spirit. Okay. focus on this really special word, Phillips. First love. And it will be my last. With my future. And it will ever last. It will ever last. It will ever last. Stop. No. Oh my. Fuck. Oh, whoa. Thanks. Oh yeah. I'm sweating like a pig, but Phillips, of course, pulls me through. People are yawning in the audience. That's why you haven't touched the true Lord yet. Okay. What I'm talking about here is about a completely new form of corporate anthem. It's not about hierarchy, it's not about up and down, it's about feeling, it's about the spirit. We are a company, we are a family, and we can pray to a common God ourselves and our corporation. In a certain way, we can say that it stresses the collective, it stresses many interesting aspects of feeling and the song. I mean, do you know the song? Have you heard it before? It's Music Was My First Love, and they just exchanged music with Phillips. And in a certain way, why not? It's fine. Interestingly, I don't know about the copyright status of this song, because most of the corporate anthems, they don't have, nobody really knows who wrote them. Because, they're pretty much music. So someone gets a little bit of money in some music writing company to write the cheesy song for Phillips, blah, 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 blah. And I don't even know if the guy who wrote Music Was My First Love actually ever heard about this version of his song. And if they have to, if Phillips has to pay them, any kind of royalties, I don't know. But, I mean, it's a corporate anthem. It always was supposed to stay inside the corporation and not leak on the internet, but what can we do? The next song for you is quite interesting, and I have a small video for you, because I tried to experience the song with a couple of employees who actually work for this corporation. The corporation is a Dutch corporation too. It's called KPMG. KPMG is like a meta company, like a meta corporation. They are pretty much doing financial services and accounting and stuff like that for other corporations. So many people don't know about KPMG or have heard about KPMG, but in fact, they have a nice corporate anthem, and I tried to sing it with a couple of their employees. So please turn the light down, and I show you a small video. Of course.
Creative Commons, share, remix, reuse. Check us out at creativecommons.org.
Welcome to late capitalism. Welcome to a tribalistic world. What's the center of a tribalistic institution like a big corporation? Of course, it's community and it's music. So today we want to explore the vast realms of corporate anthems, and we'll start with KPMG, and let's find out what they have to tell us about their corporate anthem.
KPMG, you're as strong as can be, a team of power and energy, we go for the gold.
I'd like to interview one of the PR guys. I'm only here for one day, so I'm leaving tomorrow morning, so it's...
She said if you don't have an appointment or if you don't have a name, you would have to make, you have to make an appointment. I can't just let you in.
Okay. Tell what?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay.
Wait outside and ask people if they're working for KPMG. Would it be okay for you to do an interview with you?
You know what? There's a probably, maybe if I come back in a little bit. I'm sorry.
Excuse me, guys. Are you working for KPMG by any chance? A theme song. Do you know it?
I do, unfortunately.
I think I heard it from...
I think it started with a KPMG or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Can you relate to that? KPMG, we are strong as can be?
Not really.
Do you know it? Do you know like a single
what?
Line of it?
KPMG...
something.
Yeah, yeah. I'm from Europe. And do you know anything about corporate theme songs?
No, I
so
don't really.
You like it?
Not particularly.
So you never sang the song together?
No,
in the company?
No.
No.
We have no occasion to sing,
really.
Actually.
Okay. Oh, maybe smaller.
It's not that loud, okay?
Oh my god.
We create, we innovate, we pass the wonder that late.
This is private property, you have to have a permit.
So I'm trying to call KPMG and talk to some. Hi, hello, my name is Johannes. I'm here in town. You don't have a PR guy? Am I talking to KPMG here? Is this right? Oh, that's my problem, because I think I got the number wrong. Okay, thanks a lot. Bye-bye. This is a Dutch law firm.
Creative Commons is designed to save the world from failed sharing.
Creative Commons license can cover anything that copyright covers.
Every license says you need to give me attribution.
The basic choices are commercial use or not. Can you make derivative works? And do you want me to have to share alike? So if I take your stuff, do I have to offer it to the next person under the same terms?
I'll show you. It's,
anyway,
it's actually a really cheesy song.
What's your name?
Johannes.
Johannes. Okay.
Yeah. Stop. So, there it is.
First time I listened to that song.
Yeah, yeah,
not
of course.
Not even familiar to me. So, play again, please.
Okay, no problem.
We passed the one that are late.
Let's go.
All together, come on.
Yes.
KPMG, where as strong as can be. A team of power and energy. We go for the goal. Together we hold on to a vision of global strategy. We create, we innovate. We pass the ones that are late. A global dream, the season of dream of success that we create. We'll be number one with effort and fun. Together each of us will run for gold.
That shines like a surfing rise.
All together, come on.
Yeah. KPMG, we're as strong as can be. A team of power and energy. We go for the gold. Together we hold
into
a vision of global strategy.
Okay, my name is Diego Giudici. I'm from Argentina. It was a blast doing this, really funny with these two guys. So, see you later.
He, in fact, got $20 for that. Okay, so. This is an like open democratic process here. So I could play the KPMG song for you, and shall we try to sing it together? Shall we try? I guess we can. And not for a really long time, because it's kind of... Let's try. Part what? I couldn't hear? Whatever. So you can read it, and in the meantime, I'll start it. And it, of course, it's from the 1980s. And that's why there's lots of bongo bong in it, lot of ethno style, you know? Okay. It's sexual. Don't wake Nick Farr. Okay. Jonathan Manorette. Oh, yes. Hands. Hands and iPhones, please. KPMG, we're strong as can be. A team of power and energy. We go for the gold, together we hold unto a vision of global strategy. KPMG, we're strong as can be. A team of power and energy. We go for the gold, together we hold unto a vision of global strategy. We create, we innovate, we pass the wonder delayate. A global dream, this is our dream of success that we create. We'll be number one, with effort and fun. Together, each of us can run. Ah. No, no, that, far enough. Fair enough, fair enough. Okay, so, well, what can I tell you about this song? It is interesting here, in comparison with the IBM song, for example, that the patriarchal orientation completely disappeared, and here is the postmodern fusion of company and subject. It's like, it's almost perfect. And who, one might ask, could represent this fusion better than an accounting firm? Of course, yeah? The following, or like the, actually the song you heard, KPMG, is an interesting take on the Olympic anthem in a certain way. So it almost sounds like a sports song, sporting song, and it's full of sport metaphors, you know, like gold and blah, 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 and energy and blah. There's lots of things you can discover in here. And actually, it sounds like, let's say, like a big East Asian mega sporting event played on a kitchen radio. That's what it is, basically, okay? A little bit psychedelic, but who knows, whatever. Late capitalism is a really interesting wonderland full of unicorns and anal porn. Okay, so the next song is actually really from Asia. It's not from China or not from Japan, but it's from, and that's why I have this like nice light bulb here. It's from India, okay? So, actually the light bulb, I don't know what's about India, but I guess they use the same imagery in India too. Or maybe there are differences, like cultural differences, who knows? The next song is by a company called Mindtree. Have you ever heard about Mindtree? Mindtree, they tried it really, really hard. The interesting thing about this song is it's almost like a heal the world song. So it's full of social responsibility, corporate social responsibility. Interesting fact, they died after a couple of years. So I think if you put social, corporate social responsibility in your theme song, your company has to die. I mean, there's something wrong about that. It's almost too ironic to do it, okay? So we have this interesting song. It's almost like a prayer, I would say. It's from 1999, and they tried to get into the top 20 of global companies. They actually will sing about it, and of course they failed. Okay, let's play it for you, and please have a close watch, like have a close look at the lyrics. They are kind of strange for Western or westernized ears. Nice piano. We know we'd reach the sky with some help from the special children who taught us how to fly. Over here at Mindtree, we're starting a whole new revolution. We are changing lives, reinventing times with business and evil solutions. C is for the caring, responsibility. That's the power of Mind Tree. You and me, crafting tender technology. Mind Tree, it's in our blood. Imagination, action, joy. The funnest minds from all the world are right here at Mind Tree. We have the very best people in the industry. We're aiming for the top 20 of global companies. To be. Ooh, I know where you are now. Actually, there's a company in India called Mind Tree, but it's a completely different company. I think they went bankrupt and someone actually bought their logo and all that stuff and tried to restart it and failed again, and then they restarted it again, and whoever knows. The logo of Mind Tree back in 1999, in the good old days of corporate social responsibility, it actually was a small clip art of a spastic child. Really, really, really. I mean, let's go back. What's that? Thrown from the rooftop? We knew it reached the sky? That's an interesting teleology. Bang! Yes, but no, not gravity, cultural difference, okay? So the special children, maybe the spastic child on the logo, who knows? They were thinking too much, I guess. We have to think about that and that and that and that. Oh, we have to make money, bugger. Okay, and then they died. So Mind Tree, not a good example for a really classy corporate anthem. It's maybe a classy corporate anthem for a really bad company. Okay, the next song, in fact, I don't want to bore you, is a hip-hop piece. Really, really bad mastering. So if you're like into audio production, stuff like that, it's really horrible. It's like half of the time you can't even understand it. The interesting thing is demonstrates the aesthetic breadth of corporate anthems and the corporate anthem genre. And it also demonstrates the interrelation of inwardly directed self-depiction and the choice of aesthetic form. The financial analyst firm Algometrics presents itself in a hip-hop piece with a strange children's song chorus. So it would actually be a good piece for the hip-hop label Anticon, if you know it. But of course, they didn't write it for the market. They wrote it for themselves, and that may be the problem. But because, again, it's not gangster rap, it's finance analysis, like rap, in a kind of way. And they have a little bit too much humor. So they're actually making fun about their own company in their own song. Not a good idea. What shouldn't you do? Social responsibility, bad for a song. Making fun about yourselves, bad for a song. Okay, so I'll play it for you, and please, 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 please pay close attention. In the beginning, there's a little bit of and you can hear, this is the sound of the stock market. Aha. Go Matrix, the optimal solution. Our automated strategies are fully market neutral. it's the optimal solution of automated strategies. Stop. Please clap for them. They were from London. They were young. They really tried hard. You know, startup, blah, blah, blah. Fail, fail, and such a great, long, corporate fucking anthem! I can't believe it! But there's so wonderful stuff in it. We are obsessed with this fantastic city. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's the Bronx or the stock market. Fucking fantastic city! Okay? What the fuck? I don't even know what market neutral means. What? I don't know. But it is market neutral. One of my favorite lines is, it's friction-free cash flow, moving money from Tokyo to Oslo and Nasdaq and Kuwait and back again. We don't measure pain, we create higher gain. This is an ANSOC. What's happening? This is your mission, pure capitalism. In the meantime, I hope you're not sleeping on the street, guys. I don't know. So what's happening here? Amex, Cedrix, Optimal Solution, blah, 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 FSA, Innovative, Fully Automated Corp. Yeah, okay. Does anyone here really know what they're talking about? I guess Nick Farr, you know about it, or? Not really. You're a fucking accountant. Okay. So I wouldn't trust his like cloud banking thing if he doesn't understand this song. So, oh my. Okay, the next song, okay. Oh no, I gave away the interesting thing. It's only like two more songs. I will relieve you soon and send you out to get drunk. Okay, so the hip hop piece we heard is a really interesting aesthetic product. And you know, the stock market, the Bronx, blah, blah, blah. It's interesting if you take the history of hip hop and black entrepreneurship and stuff like that and match it with this like young white male guys in the fantastic city of London / stock market who tried to make it. It's like the wonderful boundaries of social rejection. They pop out like zits. Okay, it's actually pretty romantic in a certain way, but they try even more and blah, 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 and they fail. But there are other companies who didn't fail or didn't fail so far. I'm not really sure what's with Texas Instruments. Are they actually doing well nowadays? I don't know. I mean, the bad thing with all the big corporations is most of them are moving from like actually really doing stuff, even in China. I mean, doing stuff, it doesn't matter if you do it in America or in China, like for the corporation, of course. But most of these companies or corporations just like don't do any real product anymore. It's just like a virtual bubble of bullshit. And Texas Instruments actually moved lots of their power into virtual things. So the song we hear now, it's actually Schweinerock, how we call it in German. It's like pig rock. I'm not sure if that works in English, but let's call it pig rock, swine flu rock, okay? Although it's a couple of years old, it's a little bit older than the dot-com bubble. And of course, they choose an interesting format, the guitar song, the rock song. And why are they choosing it? Because first of all, the guy who wrote the song is the senior VP for sales and marketing, Jeff McCreary. And Jeff McCreary actually likes guitars and probably wanking. So that's why he wrote this song. Texas Instruments, at least in this song, and it was first performed at a big, big Texas Instruments employee barbecue, of course. So they, of course, try to tell their employees, hey, come on, don't be afraid. It's real this time. It's not virtual. It's real. It's real. It's real. And the only real thing on the planet is guitar rock, of course. So they choose guitar rock, and let's play it for you. It's pretty much the worst corporate anthem I have in my collection. And I have like 75 songs. Fast forward. Jesus, fast forward now! .com world is on my mind. The strategy set, we said it's real this time. Hot new products in the right marketplace. Our business is a challenge to pick up the pace. DSP and analog, it's our right to lead. First value execution and meeting the need. Some try to cover a story or bask in our glow. More earnings, more revenue, ready to grow! Fast forward. Okay, try it. Now, it's wanking, you know, the guy's wanking, okay? Oh, I tried. Yeah, okay. Look at me. Yes. Okay, and that's pretty interesting. Oh, yeah, now I said. Now listen to me. And lots of wanking. Ah, fuck, stupid. Stop it. I mean, a drive to succeed, technology, entitlement, you do it with speed, commitment, integrity, you care, you wait. The pace is relentless, you must innovate. Software and tax rates, catalogs exist, of course, yeah. DSP performance, you ain't see nothing yet, of course. We never said it'd be easy, but we want something real. Moving fast forward, baby, it's the ideal, okay? Oh, baby, moving, no doubt we're moving. Of course, no, yeah, somehow, they try. Fast forward now. Okay, so it's pretty late already, and I've talked almost an hour, so I want to present you with the last song of tonight's small performative action about corporations. The next song is from Japan. And it's a really nice song, and actually, it will be the first song I'll play for you, like the whole song, the complete song, because it's such a nice piece of music. I really like it, and it's by a Japanese corporation called Fujitsu. You may own printers or whatever. What did he actually do? Printers and cartridges and stuff like that. What? Laptops. Laptops. Okay, so yummy, yummy, yummy. So on the 15th of June, every year, Fujitsu actually celebrates its company birthday. And they are, I'm actually talking in the present now, and I stay in the present because it's so beautiful. So, and they are sending out PowerPoint files on the 15th of June to all the Fujitsu outlets with the song translated to French and English and Portuguese and whatever, so the employees of Fujitsu could sing together in the birthday party the Fujitsu theme song. They're doing it. Still, it's still the present. It's the present. They are still doing it. They stop. The future arrives. Why? Why did they stop to sing the Fujitsu corporate birthday song? Why? Because of the Germans. Because Siemens fucking bought Fujitsu. And Siemens didn't want them to sing the birthday song. No singing, we are Germans. No singing, it's Siemens Fujitsu. Siemens Fujitsu, not Fujitsu, Siemens, okay? Siemens Fujitsu, it's on the thing. That's actually IBM, that's like the Nazi thing, but whatever. So they stopped singing it, and that's why I want to sing it with you now, because it's such a wonderful song. It's really nice, I really like it. It's been sung. I'm not ironic for once in my fucking life, okay? It's a nice song. It was written by okay, let's get bat. A bat. Okay. Concentrate. Focus on the clarity. It's agnostic approach, you know. We're outside. Let's feel it. Okay, it was written by a really nice Japanese a jazz singer. It's one of the most famous Japanese jazz singers of all times, really. It's Martha Miyake. And the English lyrics, they're kind, you know, they're a little bit strange. Not that strange, but they're a little bit too poetic, I would say. And let's hear Martha sing the song for us. And this time, we really try to fulfill the wishes of the corporation. There's lots of stuff in there, you know, like the bond from heart to heart and reach to your neighbor and stuff like that. So we'll try to reenact that now. So pay close attention to the lyrics and try to really, really do it. If not, I will help you. Okay. Let's run out now to greener fields where shines a splendid sun. Have a dream, a wondrous dream that gets the best things done. Wide blue skies in our heart. Touch your heart, touch your heart. Openness in our soul and spill it out. One together going onwards now. All to know how good. So please stand up. Tomorrow is our goal. Okay. Get up! Okay. And now, let's join our hands. Let's join our hands with everyone and smile each new hour. We have a dream, an endless dream of youthful love and power. We want to use all our skills now, all the strength unfurled. We plan uniting all our new techniques all over the world. So many links, I can see them. Okay, okay. It's the instrument. Trombone, not thromboses. Okay, 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 okay. Concentrate. Let's make a bond from heart to heart throughout the human race. We want in power now in our grasp. Can even conquer space? We want to find
harmony. Both in work and play,
we'll share the fresh things we discover now,
building a new day.
Good.
Fujitsu gives a joy with every new day.
Thank you very, very, very much. You experienced a wonderful form of community today. And I mean, it's pretty late, but are you capable of taking another song? Okay, then. Jonathan Mann, please come to stage. Because now we'll have, actually I want to get with you on the table, but it's actually kind of dangerous. I don't want to break your spine. Oh, so we need an anthem for SIGINT, for the CCC, for the hacker movement, whatever, for your strange asocial friends, okay? We need that. And now we will try to compose one, okay? What? You have a CCC song? Oh, you don't have any friends. But with a good song, you can get a lot of friends on Facebook and stuff, yeah? So we'll try that, okay? So first, what we need now, it's kind of like a workshop mode now. So we want to compose the song, but we need your input. We need your tag cloud now, okay? Yeah, yeah. So we need, okay, spit out words, spit out words, spit it out. Circuitry, very good. Lolcat, not bad. Gota, excellent. Open up the void. What? What's that? That's Swiss, I don't get it. An S, G-O-A-T-S-E, Goetze, Goetze. Actually, Goetze.sx. Yes, more words. Mate. What? Fortune. Fortune, not bad. What? Marble cake? Marble cake. Oh, marble cake. That's some kind of meme, I guess, yeah. Ingrid? What? Who is Ingrid? Okay, but that's good. It really boosts the gender balance at CCC if we have Ingrid in there, yeah. What? I-N-G-R-I-D, Ingrid. It's like it's a female first name. I don't know. I guess it's a meme. It's a 4chan meme. Do we have 4chan? No, then let's wipe out the marble cake, because if we have 4chan, we have like this meta meme, so that's enough, I guess.
Keep going.
Okay, come on.
Unicorn.
Unicorn, okay. That's really interesting. I have a good term, social responsibility. Do you know what you just said? Do you really know what you said? I won't tell you because it's a really, really bad term. I won't tell you. No, no. I got him. No, it's just like... What's potato cake? You call it potato cake in English? It's pretty much like... what was it called? Hash browns. Yeah, hash brown. You call it potato cake? It's a strange term. Potato cake. I don't know. Forget him. What?
Trotsky.
Give
me some context for this thing. Like,
yeah.
What does Trotsky do
that? I think they want to like. I think it pretty much means like we are political. You know. I have like an insider joke. 40 hacks.
40 hacks.
40 hacks. H-E-X. Anyone knows what 40 hacks means?
Never mind.
It's the assembler code which like a virus uses to copy itself. What do they do? I don't know. Hang around. What do you do?
They hang around.
I would say important. That's always good. Important, you know.
Like dope?
Dope, like hash. Like, okay. Okay, dope. Do you really know what you're doing? Hacking, not a bad hacking, yes, very good. Computers. Pretty much, I tried to. Chaos, yeah, not bad. Of course, Chaos Computer Club, maybe it should be like in the song. Not a bad idea. or CCC, be free as can be, or I don't know. Yeah? He's in his like music mode now, okay? So try to hum. Epic fail, good, good. Epic fail. Epic fail. Yeah. Germany. But that's not like specifically 23, yeah. Fnord, not bad. FNORD, Fnord. Fnord, and we have fairy dust. Fairy dust. That's a good like.
Pentabarf.
What?
Pentabarf.
Pentabarf. Yes.
Panda?
Yeah, panda barf. Yes, panda barf. Yeah. No, no, panta. P A N T A. Barf. But it's interesting. Like from an it's an interesting psychological experiment now, because what you start like hackers are interesting people. First they start with random ironic bullshit, and after like 10 minutes they find, oh yes, we are hacking and we're doing that and we have this great product called Pentabarf. Great. So first, like all like the like psychological bullshit, bah, bah, and then something good and great emerges out of your tiny little brains. I don't know. Okay.
Heart of gold.
What? What's that?
What is
a sorting algorithm? That's good.
Okay.
I think that's fine, okay, isn't it?
Well, I'll have a person for it.
Okay, I mean, I think that's fair enough. Fair enough.
I can think one more line.
Yeah.
Anything
born for porn. Ing, Ing, Sing, Ming. Emperor Ming. Oh, not bad for an accountant.
Okay, keep going.
Okay, okay. Do you need any like specific like fragment? Okay, 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 okay. Okay. He's learning. Okay.
Keep them occupied.
Okay. Stare at the Sharpie. Okay. Stare at the Sharpie. Okay. Concentrate on the Sharpie. Concentrate on the Sharpie. Okay. Everything will be good. Okay. Concentrate, 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 concentrate. A miracle happens. Okay. Okay?
Soon.
Concentrate on the plastic cups, okay?
No.
Not the plastic cups.
No.
They're made of people.
No.
Not bad for an accountant. Okay? I can blind one with my laser pointer.
I need to write it out.
Oh, fuck. In the meantime, you can write down my Twitter account there. So, yes, we can.
Do that.
Yes, we can. Okay. Okay.
It's great. It's actually.
It's
really
great.
Good.
Okay. Oh my God! It's Windows. Fuck! I have my cell. It's my cell phone. My background. Oh fuck! I can use WinWord. Oh yes. I like Microsoft. Microsoft are great. At least they're honest about themselves. They're a fucking big corporation who want to make money. Apple people are cultists. Fuck them. And I'm too stupid for Linux, so what can I do? Okay. Drinking mate late into the night, we Unicode... What? We Unicode? It does not compute. CCC, we hang around and do important things. Oh, that's good. Yeah. Okay. With Panta Barf and Fairy Dust. Dutched. I like that. It's Dutch. All our servers respond to ping. Like, from a statistical point of view, it's kind of... What? Ah! I don't know! But that's actually a really good song. Three! Where is it? I don't know!
Edit.
It is here!
Jesus Christ,
okay,
look
Jesus
what you make
Christ.
Me do.
Okay.
And I can't even see it.
I tell you, okay? We'll try it. Okay.
Okay.
Drinking mate late into the night. We Unicode and dream of unicorns. 23 is just a random number. We celebrate the day of Fnor. CCC, we hang around and do important things. With Panta Barf and Fairy Dust, all our servers respond to ping.
Okay, now we all sing the chorus together.
CCC, we hang around and do important things. With Panta Barf and Fairy Dust, all our servers respond to ping. Respond to ping.
Yeah! Ladies and gentlemen, you experienced a performance. Go home, get drunk, good night.